This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On the DJV program, which means that everything is unusual. There are some people who say, I listen to that program and something's just not right. What's wrong with those people? Things are messed up. No, they're just, they're not predictable. If that means it's messed up, okay, then it's messed up. Jennifer Horne's messed up. Victoria Keelan's messed up. Kara Schillen, hopefully she's not messing up because she's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to another hour. Let's start with some business, Jennifer. The business of having friends in high places when you run a corrupt company that then connects with corrupt politicians. Wow, what a bonanza. And the only problem is the people who are paying the bill get it right in the shorts.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
Yeah, this is, remember when we talk about this story, that California is the fifth largest economy on the planet, on this globe. And our governor, Gavin Newsom, reminds us of that all the time, just how well we're doing.
It's all because of him, too. It's fabulous. Yeah.
It seems shocking that in a state as thriving as California, with all these geniuses running around, that more than a million people went without electricity this week. Why, you ask? Well, that's because the utility companies in the state, including the state's largest, decided that they would pull the plug on power because we had some wind in California. We have a condition in California called the Santa Ana winds. And to be fair, they can be about 20 miles per hour, or they can be very strong and gusty. In any case, the East Coast would laugh at us at the fact that we have to shut the power down when the wind starts to blow because they're afraid of what might happen. It is true that in California, things are very dry this time of year. The Santa Ana winds cause a big fire hazard, and I'm not trying to make light of that. We saw last year one of the biggest fires in California history.
That was PG&E's fault.
That sparked when a power line went down. This happened a lot. Right.
Yeah.
So instead of making themselves vulnerable to having a power line spark, the power companies in California, PG&E, Southern California Edison, a few others, decided that they were just going to shut everything down, meaning there's no way. They were just going to impose blackouts on people. So much so in Northern California that they shut down, that UC Berkeley stopped school. They canceled classes. All of the school districts, like five or six of them up in Napa Valley, Sonoma, that area of Northern California, shut down classes this week because they had no power. People who were on who need power for emergency health issues,
so
they had to make other
plans.
My
money back. I want my money back.
Oh, good luck. Now, what's really laughable about this in the most unfunny of ways is that there are two reasons that these power lines are so vulnerable. One, there are a lot of environmental protections in California to the point of excess and extreme that don't allow for proper brush clearing around power lines. And they don't want to trample on the spine flower, so they don't, you know, go out and actually clean up underneath where these power lines are. That's number one. Number two, the last governor, Governor Jerry Brown, made a deal with PG&E to help them not go into bankruptcy. He said, look, we're going to cap the liability that you would pay out in case of an emergency or a disaster, basically. And so the number was, it was more advantageous to PG&E to just not fix their failing infrastructure and just pay out when a fire actually broke out. They took a ton of heat, pardon the pun for that, because so many people died in Paradise, California, and in some of the fires that we saw that just took down entire towns because of their ineptitude, basically. So now, instead of going for that, they decide to just shut everything down. There was a rush to buy ice, coolers, flashlights, batteries. This was in Northern California, which got a lot of attention, but also in Southern California. And literally, I have not felt any wind at all. So they preemptively did these blackouts, and people are going nuts saying, there isn't even any wind. What are we doing here?
Pretty amazing in 2019 that this sort of thing could happen, go on, and be acceptable and work.
Cell phones were down. I mean, mass transit, they had to think about that in San Francisco. So crazy.
Mm-hmm. So there's one other California story, and I'm wondering about this. I'll be interested to see tomorrow when I get to LAX how the traffic is better because of Uber and Lyft not being allowed on the property of LAX. I think that's a huge
They are still
mistake.
Right now. It hasn't started yet, but it is coming. And you're right. I think it's a mistake, too. For the convenience of people coming in and out,
yeah,
it's going to be ridiculous.
I don't want to take one of those damn dirty taxis that are there if I have to take a taxi.
Well,
now,
taxis? I don't understand why taxis are allowed, but Uber and Lyft isn't.
Good question.
I don't even know if the taxis, it's probably a union issue, but I think even the taxis might be part of this. What they're trying to do to alleviate traffic through LAX is they're going to have a parking lot set up, essentially, where you're going to get dropped off and picked up by Uber, Lyft, and whatever else. So they're going to have a shuttle that's going to shuttle you back and forth. Which just adds an extra element.
Yes, I hate, there's nothing more that I hate than getting off a plane and then onto a shuttle to go somewhere else.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
It's the worst.
And all these airports, including LAX, in the next 4 years, LAX is going to be a huge rental car facility over on the other side of the 405. So it's going to take you 15 minutes to get there, probably. It's in Idlewood. And once you get there, it takes another 15 minutes to get the car.
Whereas in Idlewood, that's near Big Bear.
I don't mean Idlewood. I mean Englewood.
It's a two-hour drive.
Idlewood. It might be just as convenient going to Idlewood as it is would be going to Englewood. It's just a damn ugh. Other business news. If you're a patron of American Airlines, or if you're still concerned, as most people are, about the Boeing 737 MAX, you'll be interested, as I am, in American telling Boeing yesterday they can keep their planes because we're not taking any. And they've canceled. They have 24 now that are sitting on the ground that they are not paying for. They told Boeing, and so did the other airlines, they would not be paying the lease on these planes until they fix them. That makes sense. Why would you pay for something that doesn't work? So, and anyway, they've extended their cancellations for the planes. They're not taking any more planes. They also say they're canceling. This is a little specious, though, Victoria, because they really haven't canceled. They've maneuvered their schedule around.
Mm-hmm.
They said they cancel 140. They up to, but they really don't. They put smaller planes, the regional planes on. For example, they were using 747s to do Boston, New York. Then now they're using those Embraer, whatever they call those things, that they use the smaller regional jets to do that. And that's how they've gotten around it. And most of the other airlines have done the same thing. But they get 6,700 daily flights, so it's not like it's a big deal. Mm. It's the principle of the thing that they have these planes. The pilots have said they will not fly them. Even more aggressively, was it yesterday or the day before, it was announced that the Pilots Union for Southwest is suing Boeing because of the loss of flight time for their captains and crews and that sort of thing. And yet it looks like Boeing is there with their shrugging the shoulders with their hands up in the air.
I still haven't really heard much from Boeing.
No, nothing.
You know, yeah.
Nothing.
Except for that lovely press conference where the CEO blamed the pilots. That was wonderful. Haven't heard from him again.
Yeah, right. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry awarded to three people who are fundamental in creating a device people across the world are using every day, those lithium-ion batteries. So the credit goes to John Goodnow, Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino. The Royal Swedish Academy of Science says in the statement that these batteries have revolutionized our lives since they were first entered into the marketplace in 1991. Whittingham developed the first working lithium battery in the early 1970s, but the metallic lithium used in the battery was too expensive at the time to be viable. Then back in 1980, Goodnow discovered that he could double the voltage of Whittingham's battery with 2 volts, from 2 volts to 4 volts. And then in 1985, Yoshino created the first commercially viable, rechargeable, and much safer lithium-ion battery. Today, the batteries are used in pretty much all of our devices.
Look around your house and you'll see how incredible this invention is.
So they deserve the, I believe they deserve the Nobel Prize in chemistry. They each get to share, what, $100,000 or something?
Isn't it $1 million?
Million,
you get, I think it's $1 million,
Something
but I guess they'll have to split it three ways.
Yeah. All right, the other business story is a focus on Unilever. They are one of the largest consumer goods producers, Dove, soaps, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, that sort of, this broad.
They make everything.
Yeah. They vowed to half their use of plastic by 2025. This is pretty significant. Company announcing a commitment to reduce the amount of non-recycled plastic in their packaging by 50%. With more than a third of that coming from an absolute plastic reduction, end of story. Plans to achieve this by offering more reusable and refillable packaging. You know, I'm having a... I asked Mary about this yesterday. She's in charge of the ice cream bus on the farm. And so I said, where are we getting these? Because we have to go to the supplier. I don't want to use plastic spoons. And I don't use the styrofoam cups anymore on the ice cream bus that we have at the farm. And she said, well, this, the company, what is it, W.B. Mason, that supplies us with stuff like that, they say they're having a hard time getting them. I don't understand, because they're not producing enough. Either A, they're not producing enough, or B, they're so popular or in demand they can't keep up with it, one or the other. But we still can't seem to get these because I've made it a mandate. I don't want this kind of packaging used for our stuff, period, end of story. So I'll have to see.
So many, I have a feeling it's a shortage because so many businesses are doing that too. It's great.
Were you talking about, was that plastic conversation you had off the air or on the air with Kara?
Off. About the tires?
Yeah.
Yeah, the number one, I'll say this really quickly, the number one source of microplastics in the San Francisco Bay is actually from tires, and it's not actual, you think like a big tire is sitting in the bay, that's not it. It's when tires are have contact with the road, it leaves behind microplastics, then when the rain comes, it washes those microplastics
into
the bay.
Who would have thought that?
Never would have thought that, ever.
That's interesting.
It's crazy, yep.
It is very interesting. All right, where are we here? It looks like we're at 18 and change at the hour on the DJV program.
That comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Alright, so Geico. There's great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
An hour on for miles just to get it safe. Must be love on the brain. That got me feeling.
Yet another song about love. Pretty much all of it's about love. Depending on the format, if it's country, it's love broken up. If it's pop, it's love, hope. Let's have love on our brain. It's 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Music for this hour with a focus first on Rihanna, who has told her story about why she didn't do the Super Bowl halftime show last year. She's on the cover of Vogue's November issue. And in the interview, she spoke about the state of her forthcoming album, her relationship status, and why she turned down the Super Bowl. So what is her relationship status? Or do I have to read
she's
the article?
She's dating somebody. Yes. I don't know who she's dating, but
she's dating a Saudi billionaire, that's who.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's been kind of like, you know, she had some high-profile romances, and now we haven't seen her with anybody.
Makes me think it must be more legit
real.
If she's, she's not even, like, talking about it to anybody.
Mm.
He's pretty cute.
Her
really?
Fans are
my
excited.
My personal opinion.
Go for it. All right. Wow.
Well, you know, what's the difference then, Kara? Why does she have a Saudi billionaire and you don't?
And that is a very good
question. Good question.
Probably because I'm not worth $600 million, too.
So is that all it is? It's all about money?
No, it's not
sex
all about money.
And money.
But I'm, you
that's
know, he, I don't think he has to worry
well,
about money if
but
he's dating
I'm just
someone
suggesting,
who's worth that
yeah,
money.
Yeah, but I understand. But you see, you're much more attractive. You're a much better catch. You're more
well,
interesting.
Well, I'm glad you're the one person in the world who would say that.
Probably a lot of people would say that about you. Anyway, her fans, it seems, are excited to get their hands on her new album, R9. She wouldn't give me hints about the release date in the interview. Expanded on the project's reggae inspiration, though. She said, quote, "I like to look at it as reggae-inspired or reggae-infused. Reggae always feels right to me. It's in my blood." Is she Jamaican? What is she?
She's from Barbados.
Barbados,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Even though Rihanna has conquered the fashion world, the beauty world, music world, she says music is speaking in code. It's the weird language that connects me to everyone. To cut that off is to cut my communication off. All of these other things flourish on top of that foundation. I'm guessing she's pretty smart.
She is, yes.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of. She's got an empire almost now.
Has she? Yeah.
She's done a lot of really good work, too, with her charity. I love supporting her.
So part of the problem or part of the deal was Colin Kaepernick and the NFL stuff. That's why she decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't dare do...
The quote I saw from her was that there are a lot of things the NFL does that she doesn't agree with, and that she didn't want to represent that platform, which I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so that's solid. She's on solid ground there with that. Next up, musically, Billy... Eilish.
Come on, I spelled it out for you.
Eilish.
Eilish. Adding a costume party to a long list of performances this year. She's only 17 years old. That's right, we talked about her and that she was doing quite well for her age, right?
Very well, yep.
She's going to perform at the UNICEF Masquerade Ball in L.A. on the 26th. What is Halloween? Wednesday the 31st. Eilish is set to deliver a special acoustic performance there. It's in its seventh year, by the way, the Masquerade Ball. The ball is the signature event for UNICEF Next Generation, which is a group of philanthropists in their 20s and 30s dedicated to improving the lives of children. UNICEF is saying, quote, for Billie Eilish to lend her voice to our landmark fundraising event is a dream come true. We're grateful to combine Billie's fierce and unforgettable style with UNICEF's mission to do whatever it takes for children everywhere. All of us, no matter what we do in our everyday lives, can make a difference in the world and use our power for good. I think that is a great place to be, frankly. And so there it is. You got to be 21 and over.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Let's get at it here again. Continuing with the conversation, often when we have these get-togethers with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, there are specific things on their mind. Sometimes we argue with each other about what we think, but then there are the times we get together and we all agree, this is fabulous. All right, Victoria, what do you have that we can all agree on? We always can agree on food. Yes, food stories are always some we can agree about. So what do we have?
Probably true. Well, In-N-Out Burger is in the news, and for kind of an interesting reason. If people have started noticing, and this is kind of has gone viral, But I guess people just recently started noticing that there are Bible verses printed on the packaging at In-N-Out Burger. Have you guys ever noticed that? I know it's more of a West Coast chain.
I have not.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people started wondering why that is. And so in a new interview, Lindsay Snyder, who is the 37-year-old CEO and granddaughter of the In-N-Out founder, she did a new interview with the Christian Post. And the reason that there are Bible verses on the packaging, is, she says, is because she turned to God after she lost her father as a teenager and then later went through 3 failed marriages that sent her down a dark path. She became a born-again Christian and decided that that was to carry on the family legacy. And she said so she has expanded the number of Bible verses printed on all of the packaging. And apparently this concept was actually started by her uncle in 1987. He was also a born-again Christian. He was the son of the founders of In-N-Out Burger. And so it's something that she wants to continue. I guess it went away for a while, and now she's brought it back. And so the verses are very subtle, and they're placed discreetly on the various cups and wrappers. And so they said on the soda cup, it's John 3:16. The milkshake cup has Proverbs 3:5. And then the hamburger and cheeseburger wrappers have Revelation 3:20. So I guess a lot of people have been kind of wondering, after they throw out their In-N-Out Burger wrappers, they've been wondering why that is. And so there's the answer. That's why. The whole family apparently has been very religious, and she
Does
said
this
that,
help the business or hurt the business
it.
Or not make it? It's
you
like
know,
Chick-fil-A.
I wonder,
it's the same
right,
kind of thing.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Now, I don't know that they're... I don't really know much about In-N-Out Burger as a family business, but she says it is a family business. It always will be. And I don't know if this is going to negatively impact their business. I don't... The Chick-fil-A thing is controversial because the owner of the company has been pretty anti-gay, and so that's where that came from. I don't know if this girl feels the same way. I don't know if the family feels that way. I'm sure now that this has gone viral, we'll probably be hearing more about this in the coming weeks and months, maybe. I don't know. This kind of stuff,
if it's always been there, I don't know that it's going to really make a difference, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if people knew it was there.
I bet you my son did. I'll ask my son. He loves In-N-Out Burger. It's one of his favorite.
Everyone does. It's,
yeah.
I've been hearing
product.
About it my entire life.
Well, like
Chick-fil-A
is a very good product as well. Yeah.
Oh, they have a grilled cheese at In-N-Out?
Off the menu, secret menu.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, their fries are great. When Brendan brought some home, it was last year or the year before, I had the fries. They are very, very good. The dirtiest kitchen secrets. The Food Network conducted a survey. And I remember talking about one of the findings here, but there were other findings. You were talking about picky eaters. Remember that? Maybe you don't remember. The way that people, what they do when it comes to substitutions. And then, you know, they don't like substituting, so they often don't, even though they say they do.
You mean you're in a restaurant and you order?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. You send in an order for substitutions, and they don't do it. It depends on the restaurant as much as anything else. Here's the 5-second rule. You know the unwritten rule that states if you drop food on the floor, it's still okay to eat it? Chefs, apparently 25% of them in the survey said they actually do that.
Oh!
Let's see what else in the Food Network survey. What not to order. When dining out, most chefs avoid pasta and chicken dishes because they are the most overpriced and the least interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
This is what they do when they go out to dinner.
It's funny, that's all I order at a restaurant. Pasta and chicken dishes.
Okay, let's see. This survey focusing on roaches now. They are not rare. 75% of those surveyed said they see roaches every day. Mice as well in the kitchen. How about that? Here's another one. If you're strictly vegetarian, you should know that your meal might not be strictly vegetarian. 15% of the chefs surveyed in this Food Network survey said their vegetarian meals don't always meet the meat-free standard. In other words, there's something in there. You just don't know what it is.
Well, it could even be simple, like if you order soup and it's made with beef stock, you know, or chicken stock instead
taste.
Of vegetable
it's
stock.
All about taste.
And even a lot of sauces have, like, anchovies or Worcestershire's made from that.
Mm-hmm. Worcestershire?
has anchovies in it, yep.
Let's see here. This is what happens. This is a great one. I always heard these. Brendan was a waiter in half a dozen restaurants. I remember him talking about this, the upscale restaurant. There's one on Harvard Square he worked in, and he used to say this was the picky customers got it all the time. 13% of chefs say they have seen cooks do unsavory things to customers' foods.
Retaliation?
Someone once ran a steak through a dishwasher after the...
You think somebody would notice when they get a steak that's
wet?
It's a little soggy.
Instead of that. The customer was
like
happy.
Cascade.
Yeah, a little soapy.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a riot, frankly.
Well,
unless
you
it
don't
happens
eat,
to you.
Yeah. Doug's not eating a steak, so.
Right.
Somebody would might put your
that's
sausages
it.
Through.
Kara's got
machine.
It. Yeah, I am not eating that steak. Nope. Actually, had last night I was working at a friend's house, helping them clear out because they are selling the house. And so she was nice enough to feed me and my crew. And we had some French toast that was, I haven't had French toast for ages and ages and ages. And I love it, so I had a couple of pieces and then I forgot. And then I thought, oh, is this gluten free? Well, about an hour and a half later,
no,
I started paying.
He found out that no, it wasn't.
Yeah. No. No. In a moment, we'll change our focus here on the DJV program with instruction on how to navigate the maze of insurance benefits that are available for you starting the first of next year, right after this.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour on the DJV program. It is our pleasure, privilege, and actually our job to help you as many ways as possible. And so here we have Laura Adams, who is a personal finance expert, to talk about all of the things that you may need to know, keep in mind when it comes to the maze of insurance benefits. This is how to make the most of your employee benefits. So to make the most out of the next few minutes, listen up to Laura and I in our conversation. I'll ask the questions. She'll give us the answers. And I guess because the thing that I don't understand, Laura, is why we have benefits season. Why can't we just sign up any time of the year? I know that's not part of the perusal here, but to me, this makes no sense why we have this big hoopla every year surrounds enrollment season instead of, you know, just let people sign up when they want to sign up. Is there a quick, easy answer to that?
Well, you know, the short answer is that the insurance companies need to understand demand. You know, they need to set products and be able to offer a set amount of products. And, you know, you can change your plan. Let's say you have a big life event. Maybe you get married, divorced, adopt a child. Those are all situations where you typically can make changes to your plans.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about the beneficial when it comes to information, never mind the policies, but what do most people do when they want to figure this out? Where do they go?
Yeah, so 30% of employees are looking at printed material. So this is kind of interesting. Employee benefits company Unum found that 30% want to see it. They want to read about these benefits. Online and intranet options are also quite popular. Some also want to speak to an advisor, a real person. So I think the takeaway there is that we've got a lot of different generations in the workplace, right? So we need a variety of options. So if you're an employer, make sure you're giving that information to your employees in a variety of ways.
A lot of the employers that I know about are moving to high deductible health plans, lower monthly premiums, but they have large deductibles and therefore a lot of out-of-pocket costs for the employee. So how do you want to differentiate between the certain types of health insurance plans that may be offered, including the ones I just made reference to?
Yeah, so the high deductible plan is popular. Over 50% of workers will choose that. The great thing about those is you can pair them with an HSA or health savings account that gives you some additional tax saving benefits. You're also going to see a PPO. That's a preferred provider organization. Those are going to be typically more expensive. They do give you a lot of options, though. You're going to also see HMOs or health maintenance organizations. Those typically cost less, but have a lot of restrictions about the physicians that you can see. So make sure you really do understand the difference in all of those. We are finding that the younger workers, particularly, you know, the millennials and Gen Z, are opting for the high deductible health plan these days.
Yeah, but there are differences. They all have their beneficial aspects to them, I suppose, right? If you're selling, you can always sell the benefits no matter what the policy.
That's right. So you've got to understand what your needs are, your health needs for you and your family. And if you're in relatively good health, the high deductible health plan can make a lot of sense. But if you tend to go to the doctor more often, you're probably going to come out better with a PPO or HMO.
So why is there never a dental plan as part of this? Is there a good reason that people, because that's part of good health?
Absolutely, and a lot of employers are going to be offering dental and vision. These are something that you definitely need to look at carefully. Also look at voluntary benefits. So these are additional protections for you that can really protect your finances. So things like accident insurance, hospital insurance, these are going to pay benefits directly to you. So imagine you've got a high deductible health plan with a lot of out-of-pocket costs. Having an accident plan is going to help make sure that you've got money to pay those out-of-pocket costs. So those are important benefits. Also, looking at disability coverage, that's another one that's often offered in the workplace, and that's going to help replace a portion of your salary if you're unable to work.
All right, so as open enrollment starts soon, we mentioned that earlier on, what are the tips, the final tips that you have on making the best selection possible?
Yeah, you've got to spend some time really reviewing your options. Unfortunately, 3 out of 4 workers spend 45 minutes or less picking their options, and that's typically not enough. Remember that what you're choosing right now is going to be locked in for a full year. So in addition to the health insurance, also look at other perks that you may have and look at the accident, hospital, disability coverage, all of those different options. And if you need to learn a little bit more, I would recommend visiting unum.com/workwell. That's unum.com/workwell. They have a terrific enrollment guide that can help walk you through all of these policies we've been talking about.
Thank you, Laura Adams, for being here.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen if you want. Doug at DougSteffen.com. We'll find and glean the best questions. For example, here's a question about children and veganism. I know you don't necessarily believe in the vegan lifestyle anyway. So I guess, can we be objective, though, about this? Is it good for a child to follow, if their parents are vegans, what happens if the children follow suit?
Well, let's define the words a little bit, because so making sure that we're all talking from the same table. And we're going to define this, I guess, as using or containing no animal products. A person who does not eat or use animal products.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Certainly this diet is better than a Twinkie, high white flour, nothing but saturated fats and eating bakery goods, and that's it. Certainly it's better. But we talked a few weeks ago about some of the new risks that have been identified with vegan, and we talked a lot this week about strokes. And the study that we mentioned a few weeks ago talked about how a vegan diet increases your risk of having a stroke. So I'm a big believer in the Mediterranean diet, but I understand the emotional issues involved with the strong beliefs.
Eating flesh, yeah.
Yes. So you just have to realize that there may be some issues out there. Perhaps you're at risk of having a stroke, and also you just have to make sure you get adequate protein. That's one of the real challenges of eating a vegan diet.
All right. So I'll just throw my two cents worth in.
Please.
In terms of being a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I do try to stay within the confines generally of eating those foods, although I do eat fish from time to time. I eat a lot of beans now, much to the distress of people who rally, but I find that to be good protein, and that's kind of what you need. With a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, you don't get a lot of protein unless you're eating the right greens. Then you can kind of supplement. But at any rate, okay, so let's move on. The latest, next question has to do the latest talk on calcium, or the latest take on calcium. Is it bad for the arteries? Dr. Ken, what are your thoughts about the L, what is it, L-serine, S-E-R-I-N-E? It's going to be one of those L, like glutamine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This person says her creatinine is above 400. She stopped taking cholesterol medication 2 months ago. So what? All right. So what do you think about calcium? And you've always warned me on that, I think.
Well, I don't know what is above 400. It wouldn't be her creatinine, or she would have no kidneys. Because above 1.4 is some kidney issues.
Maybe it's the wrong. Maybe she means 4.0.
Creatinine should be 1.2 or less on most lab values.
Okay.
That's a measure of the kidney function. But calcium, you remember, you go back to a couple of decades, everywhere you listened on radio, they were pushing calcium, calcium, calcium.
Yep.
And I, even in those days, was warning you about this, that to be cautious. Because one of the two types of plaques that obstruct the circulation from head to toe is a hard calcified plaque. And I always wondered, if you take all this calcium in, is it getting into the circulation of the heart? Where I see it, is that how it's happening? Well, we now know that if you take calcium orally without vitamin D, it will end up plaquing your circulation. So if you need calcium, and the reason why is because you need it in your bones so you don't get osteoporosis, soft bones, and that's why people really later in life push calcium, make sure you take it with vitamin D. And don't take it on your own. Talk to your doctor, because you don't want to do yourself in and have a heart attack or stroke because you're taking too much calcium.
All right, this is probably a quick one. The best type of endurance training. What do you prefer for yourself for health and heart conditioning?
Whatever
marathons or short bursts of exercise?
Well, whatever you enjoy doing. Yes, intervals is what the trainers will tell you. Short bursts and then a lower rate than short bursts. And that's the absolute ideal way to do your aerobic exercise. But the key is, unless you want to be a world-class athlete, whatever it is you enjoy doing, get out there, move, either in the gym, if you like being in nature, even better. But just do on a regular basis. If you haven't been in an exercise program, get checked out first. But do it. Whatever you enjoy, move, move, move.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. You can contact him at his office, 352-735-1400. It is 59.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.